Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Now, one of the biggest up-and-coming bands at the moment, Rixton, were at the Manchester Arena last night. They were supporting Ariana Grande. They've got a new single out, which I'm going to play you after 8 o'clock this morning. And as if this isn't exciting enough, they've been into Wish FM as well. What more could they possibly want? New single, new album, and they've been to Wish FM, which is just the icing on the cake. But instead of me doing the interview, I popped down the road to Rixton with Glazebrook, which isn't too far away. And we got the staff there to do it from the Black Swan Pub, the community shop, and also St Helens CE Primary School, which is in Rixton. They're doing the questions, and we thought we'd start with the head teacher.
Hi, I'm Mrs Smith from Rixton, and this is my question for Rixton. Why are you called Rixton?
That's great.
This is the best.
This is so mad.
Go on in.
Why are we called Rixton? We made it up.
Yeah.
Well, evidently we didn't make it up. We didn't realise there was a place.
Wow. We were originally called something else, which we couldn't be called because we were going to get sued. Apparently the Beatles is already a name. So we changed our name to Rixton.
We've heard it's a lovely place.
Yeah, a lovely place, and we're going to visit soon.
Hi, I'm John from Rixton, and this is my question for Rixton. Who takes the longest to get going in the morning?
Probably say Jake.
Yeah,
Jake takes ages.
Yeah, it takes a while. We're kind of punctual, aren't we, as a band, really?
We are pretty punctual.
Hi, I'm Jay from Rixton, and this is my question for Rixton. Which of you spends most time making yourself look good before going on stage?
That has to be Charlie. Yeah.
Again, brilliant.
That's Charlie again.
I always look too good, though, so... So these two, put them out.
Are you sure?
No, definitely not.
All right, yeah.
So
Charlie looks good all the time, so it's Charlie.
Time for more questions now. We went to the Black Swan Pub, we went to the community shop, and we're back at the primary school, St Helens CE Primary School in Rixton.
Hi, I'm Betty Cobley from Rixton, and this is my question for Rixton. What's it been like touring with Ariana Grande?
Now, was that actually from Betty, do you think, boys, or do you think
she's a big fan.
I think she's a big fan.
Okay. Betty, best thing about touring with Ariana has to be the iconic venues we have played so far. We did two nights at Madison Square Garden, Betty, which was a lot of fun. I think it's just travelling around America and seeing the sights and eating their food.
Hi, I'm Pauline from Rixton, and this is my question for Rixton. On a karaoke night, apart from your own songs, what would you sing?
Well, I don't think we'd sing our own songs, would we, on a karaoke?
No, definitely not.
We were trying to...
It wouldn't be on the karaoke machine.
Unless there was a girl there that we wanted to impress. But what is it, boys? It's Proclaimers, isn't it?
Yeah.
500 miles.
500 miles by Proclaimers.
And I would walk 500 miles.
Let's be having you.
Hi, I'm Katie from Rixton, and this is my question for Rixton. If you could pick one place in the world to go on tour, where would you like to go apart from Rixton?
Place to go on tour?
I personally, boys, wouldn't mind going to Japan.
Australia.
It's Japan and Australia, yeah.
Yeah.
We'd like to do quite a lot.
We've not been that side of the world yet, have we?
No. Closest we got was Shanghai.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Pauline. How's Abram this morning, Pauline? I can't see it from my window here. How's it looking?
It's looking a little bit overcast, I would say.
Well, yeah, same here. It's not great at the moment. We could do a little bit more sunshine. It was nice yesterday, wasn't it? And you're planning on pottering around. You've got two dogs. What kind of dogs you got, Pauline?
I've got two Shih Tzus.
Have you? And what are their names?
The girl's called Daisy May, and it was her birthday yesterday. She was seven.
Oh, happy birthday,
and
Daisy
May. The younger one is Mr. T. I call him Mr. T because he's very bullshit. His proper name's Toby.
Okay. You don't call him Mr. T because he's got like a Mohican and wears like gold chains or anything, no?
He comes very close some mornings when he has bed hair. He looks like he's got a mum.
I can picture that. Very good. Okay then, Pauline. Well, let's see if we can win you a couple of tickets for the movies. Wigan Empire Cinemas this morning. We are playing for and our little lyrics this week from Garswood Primary School. Our final one sounds like this.
Hi, my name's Emma, and this is my lyric. You could have been a Big Dipper, going up and down all around the bends. You could have a bumper car bumping. This amusement never ends.
Okay, Pauline, what's the song? Who sings it?
It was Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. You could have a
Big Dipper. Yes.
It is. Well done, Pauline. So you got yourself a couple of tickets. You can go and see a film for free at Empire Cinemas in Wigan. Well done to you, and have a great weekend this weekend, Pauline. All
Brilliant.
Right. Thanks for coming
on. Thank you. Thank you very much.
No worries.
Bye-bye.
Bye. time for more questions for Rixton. They're going to play their new song in a moment. They popped in recently whilst they're out supporting Ariana Grande. You might have seen them last night at the Manchester Arena. It's time for some more questions for them from the people of Rixton, from the Black Swan Pub, the community shop, and I think this is the Chair of Governors at the primary school in Rixton, the St Helens CE Primary School. Have a listen.
Hi, I'm Colette Fairfax from Rixton, and this is my question for Rixton. For any of our kids listening to this who love music and want to do what you do, what piece of advice would you give them?
Give up! Don't do it!
I think it's just all about doing it for the love of music, really. I think if you take fame and you know, money, and I say that with commas, I think, you know, take that aside. If you just do it for the passion of music, I think you can do anything. And realise that there's not a lot of money in it, really.
A lot of hard work.
And if there's not that, then there's always X Factor.
And there will be thousands of people telling you no.
Yeah, and it's down to you to listen either to your heart or your head.
Hi, I'm Hannah from Rixton, and this is my question for Rixton. In case you were staying at our hotel, what would be your breakfast of choice?
Oh, Hannah, what a great question. Hi, Hannah, this is Louis, and my breakfast of choice would have to be a full English. You can't beat a good full English.
We concur.
Danny says he really likes muesli.
Hi, I'm Keith from Rixton, and this is my question for Rixton. What's your new song called and what's it about?
Keith, you lovely man. Our new single, Keith, is called We All Want the Same Thing, which is to have a pint with Keith in the pub in Rixton. But it's just about just having a good time, letting your hair down and not taking life too seriously, having a bit of a boogie.
Something I spotted on Twitter over the last couple of days. I spotted that the gang Ashton Athletic are after a bit of help tomorrow. It might be something you can help out with. What are they doing? Well, let's find out, shall we? Let's bring on the boss of Ashton Athletic, Jay Folds. Morning, Jay.
Morning, Chris. You all right?
Yeah, very good, thank you. How are you? You well?
Yes, I'm very fine. Enjoying the end of season break.
Yes, it's a big breath of fresh air, as everyone breathes a huge sigh. However, you say a break, but you're after some help here. What do you want us to do? This is something you're doing tomorrow, yes?
Yes, it is, yeah. So what it is, obviously, at the end of the season, over the course of the season, the club gets a little bit tired. But we've recently had quite a bit of renovation done with regards to new turnstiles built and having all the rendering done on the side of the clubhouse. So it was all pretty busy at the minute.
OK, so what do you want us to do?
So what we're looking to do is anybody that can spare any time, there's obviously some painting regarding the new turnstiles, and outside the clubhouse, there's all kind of perimeter fencing that needs painting, jet washing, streaming, and just a general tidy up around the club to make it obviously presentable for the start of the season.
Okay, so what time are you meeting up?
We are meeting from 9 o'clock. Right. You know, we're not asking for anybody to come and stay there all day. If somebody can spare an hour or two, any help will be greatly appreciated.
What kind of kit have you got? The paint and stuff in? Or do people need?
Yeah, all the equipment's there, the paint, the brushes, the jet.
You just
jet
need the
washer.
Bodies.
We just need the bodies, yeah, and obviously the local community to come down and give us a hand if they can.
Okay, so the Brookshire part then. So from 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, have you not got any tradesmen in your team? You must have some painters and jet washers in your team.
We have, and they'll all be on site as well. We'll make sure they work harder off the pitch than they actually do on the pitch.
I was going to say, who's least likely to pull their weight?
It's probably one of the other managers, Dougie Pitts, who's... he's full of all these promises, but he likes to think he's a bit of a foreman rather than actual worker. But we'll get him doing some jobs at the weekend.
Get him on the cups of tea. That'll keep
him
busy, won't it? Okay, yeah. So 9 o'clock tomorrow morning down at Broxton's Park and get everything spruced up. I mean, you say we're ready for the season break, but you should be into pre-season, won't you, in a couple of weeks'
yes,
time? What's going on?
16th of June.
That's ridiculous.
I know, yeah. Soon comes round. So the golf will have to go back on the shelf for another 12 months.